כן, אנחנו מתחילים את שיעור הנשים שלנו.
We are starting the women's lesson. Today's topic is the time that women discover the confidence between them. We have excerpts, and we will have questions. We can't hear you.
I am ready for whatever you want.
Let's read the first excerpt. And then we'll have questions. The first excerpt is from Bala Sulam, Shemadi 72, Confidence is the Clothing for the Light. Confidence is the clothing for the light, called a life. There is a rule that there is no light without a kli, a vessel. It follows that the light, called light of life, cannot clothe, but must dress in some kli. The kli, where the light of life is clothed, is usually called confidence. It means that he sees that he can do every difficult thing. Thus, the light is felt and recognized in the kli of confidence. Because of this, one's life is measured by the measure of confidence that appears there. One can measure the magnitude of vitality in oneself according to the confidence in himself.
The light's revealed only when there's a certain safe kli, meaning where there's confidence in a person, where one is adhered to the Creator, and other than that, does not need anything but his adhesion with the Creator. This is what supplies him with all the ability to live and feel himself belonging in the correct state. This is why the kli to feel the light is called confidence. Confidence is a special illumination which comes to a person under the condition that he nullifies himself and wants to belong through the group, through the society, to the Creator. Women don't have so much of a matter of a ten in the group, but they have, nevertheless, the same kli that the men organize. And then through that, they receive the sensation of confidence from the upper light, and then also belong to the general kli. That's what I can say. Now, questions about that? Please, women. We only have info. Info.
Hello, and good evening, everyone. Good evening, Rav. Rav, what does it mean that between us there is confidence? What does it serve, this confidence between us? You said that it's a vessel to fill the light.
We can receive confidence from one another like a virus. Where I look at a friend and how he is in that feeling of confidence, and I, through envy, lust, and honor, also want to have that same confidence. Because confidence supplies me with a feeling of life. Let's say I, for the 45 years that I've been engaged in the wisdom of Kabbalah, I've been through many states. There are those that I don't want to deal with it. I curse myself for even choosing this path. There are all kinds of states. Yes? And each time, nevertheless, I would return and continue and grow the force of confidence that I'm in it. Meaning, we need to understand that it all depends on a person, and the Creator moves a person through all kinds of periods. You know, like a zebra. Both light and darkness. And we need to know how we go through this and that. And the periods of light, I'm telling you, are much more difficult to pass than the periods of darkness. Because in darkness you have nothing, you can't err, you cry. You want to come to some feeling, to some assurance, to some correct place, knowledge. Whereas where you're in that knowledge and the understanding and all the good, then you feel like disregarding it. And then it's a great problem how you can fail. This is why we need to constantly be in that feeling of confidence, which is such that it gives us, both in the state of light and the state of darkness, to adhere to the Creator. And in this confidence, we will feel not from the states darkness and light, but rather upon those states, we're connected to Him. And specifically, like a baby that connects to a mother, that's how we need to appreciate these times of darkness, which help us much more to be connected between us and the Creator than the times of the light.
Beseder?
Okay.
Tov. Zichron Eser.
Zichron Ten.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, what's the difference between this confidence and faith above reason? Something I don't understand about it. I thought it was the same thing.
It's a good question. It's a right question. And it's also a cunning question. Confidence and faith above reason can be said this way. You could say that the sensation of confidence is the necessary light that sustains me in spirituality, and the faith above, the light of the faith above reason defines what degree above my ego I'm in. I need both of them. And you are right that there's such a connection between them where it's sometimes difficult to differentiate. But first it is the confidence, and then faith above reason, which gives me the height of the degree.
Excuse me, it means that first I need to get confidence from the 10, and then I gradually move on to faith above reason?
Yes.
Peter 1.
Здравствуйте, Рав. А можно сравнить?
Hello, Rav. If you can, if we can work with the vessel of confidence, what does it mean in this example to receive $1 as a thousand?
If I rise in the force of confidence, in the force of the Masach, above my ego, and don't measure in my ego, but measure it as receiving it from the Creator, then for me, my measure of how much I appreciate the Creator as $500 that are missing, or as $999 that are missing, by that I measure the extent in which the Creator illuminates for me in greatness and in His importance, as I don't need any other compensation. That's how we measure, weigh our connection with the Creator. During the time of darkness, of course, we measure this, because during the time of light, everything gets nullified in the light.
Latin 9.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav. In our dissemination workshop for the women, we read that we will exchange the reality of the world between us, that we will influence from inside. The question is, how do we change the world from our internality? And if it's so, why do we disseminate if the changes are from within?
We influence the world, especially from within. That's correct. However, the thing is whether you can bestow from within. Women are not so ready for connection to tens. Therefore, their influence, their bestowal upon the lights that will influence us upon the reforming light is usually through dissemination. Men engage in more internal work. They are more ready for connection, for contact, to embrace between them. And that's the men. Women, not, they cannot be so connected. It's against their nature because they have different work. They give birth. They bestow outwards more. This is why these are two forms of work, and we always differentiate. With men, it is more inwards, in the connection and prayer to the Creator. And with women, it's more outward, in bestowal between them and to the broad public. And this is correct, that which you said, that the main thing is that the work is from within towards the Creator. But we can't do this unless we have dissemination to external audiences as well, to receive the lack from them and raise that lack to the Creator. PT 20.
Hello, Rav. In the morning lesson, there was a similar topic. You gave the point, you said that once we start worrying about having fear to bring contentment to the Creator, then we're going to have a new life and a new work. How do I check myself? I want to bring him contentment. How do I do it now in the lesson or in some meeting for dissemination? How do I check myself?
I would say that you should try as much as possible in dissemination. If you have a desire, you can turn to the groups that are responsible for dissemination. Let's say even to the women that are there in info. You probably know them all. And they will tell you how to, what to do beyond that. That's one thing. The second thing is simply participation. Participating with us from time to time, at least in our lessons. Now we will have the holidays, we'll have very special and suitable lessons, suitable topics for women as well, and dissemination. I don't see a means for spiritual advancement that is more important than dissemination for women. Because look, through dissemination, you eventually connect all the system of ours of connection, all the men, all the women, children, our whole community. And we also do all kinds of actions in order to expand the boundaries of the community to the whole world. That's how we need to see what women need to do for Bnei Baruch.
UK, please.
I'm not sure if I've heard. Hello, Rav. We have a question. How can we pass on our confidence that we have through the connection in a chain to the external world through our dissemination?
Only through dissemination. Write articles accordingly. See how I'm talking to the writers. Try from there to find the suitable materials. Write it in some way that you think is suitable to the broad public. pass it on for examination later to our friends that are responsible for censorship and for checking it so that it won't look as a mistake or as nonsensical, and then advertise it. Advertise it on all the networks that you possible, that you possibly can. Both your personal ones and the more external and broader ones. This is very beneficial for the advancement of the world, and all the impressions that are in the world from it will be at your expense. Accordingly, you're causing your soul to advance.
Moscow 1.
Hello, Rav. Hello, dear friends. My question is about what you just talked about. The frame of the group is a little bit obscure. For example, Moscow group, we're more connected in dissemination with other areas in Russia or other countries, so I'm more close in connection in dissemination, for example, with Kazakhstan or Belarus or Israel, with Europe, West Europe. How do I hold within the work in the Moscow group, or for a woman it's not so important?
It's not important at all where you are, in what place upon the globe, as long as we operate together, men, women, in disseminating the wisdom of Kabbalah, in disseminating the method of connection to the world, the method of correction to the world. And the fact that you're connected to so many people that are close and far, as long as the matter, the materials spread as broad as possible to as many people as possible, and not necessarily that you don't want to leave your Moscow group. No. Maybe you find a connection with women from, like you said, from Kazakhstan or other places.
Yes.
Very nice. Ukraine.
Hello, dear Rav. I have a question. Does the 10 have the power to hold a friend if she wants to go out?
We don't know what the upper plan is towards every single friend, man and woman, but we need to nevertheless try for each and every person to remain. Because in our times, especially with this virus that is now happening and other blows that await us along the way in the winter, I don't think that a person has too much to run away to. We can nevertheless talk to him and sustain him, keep him. Because whoever remains with us in contact, it's clear that he will go through all these states in a much more convenient and nice way and healthy way. And this is because we are drawing the upper light. Through us, it comes to the world. And that's why whoever is with us certainly has more confidence and upper force to hold him and keep him, and it's worthwhile to explain to one another this. You will see, if we make such a calculation, this is how it is. It's not worth running away from Bnei Baruch. We're becoming a spiritual force, and whoever is within us benefits.
PT9.
Many times we separate between connection and dissemination, but it seems to me like two sides of the same coin. As much as I can feel and get close to my friends in the ten, that's how much I can feel the people outside. It all seems to me one, the same work, and there's only one ten in reality. And sometimes I don't understand why do we do all these separations.
The separation, differentiation, could be because we want to connect inwards as we belong to an organization and to a goal and to attaining this goal. And I can't talk in such a way with people that are outside our circle. I can't talk to them in such a way. It will look delusional. That's the whole difference. What, is that not clear? The way you talk with your friends, go and talk to someone outside about it. Of course it won't happen. This should be clear. Maybe info? Next. Oh, Gilad, do you have the materials to advance with? How many excerpts do we have? Oh, so let's go to the second one.
Excerpt number 2 from Rabbeinu ben Yechai Shmot, Exodus. Our sages said in Masechet Megillah, there are seven prophetesses. There are Sarah, Miriam, Hannah, Deborah, Huldah, Abigail, Esther. These women were great in wisdom, and as our sages said, a handmaid made by the sea saw what Ezekiel did not see, and some of them, their aim was for the Creator.
Yes, these women were in very great attainment, very exalted attainment. And look how many, Sarah, Miriam, Hannah, Dvorah, Huldah, Abigail, Esther, prophets. A prophet is considered a person that is in a direct connection, an open connection with the Creator. Much more than we are now. Well, a prophet talks to the Creator and the Creator talks to him, like that. It's not talking words, there's no... But rather, everything that there is in a prophet, he can pass to the Creator. Everything the Creator has, he passes to the prophet. And such degrees women reached. I wish it to you all. There's no problem. You can reach this as well.
You stay there?
Okay.
Moscow 1.
My question is on what you said about the tents. Women still are taking part of the tents to be a part of this organization and this division into tents. There are a lot of problems that come up in the tents, and if you leave the tent, then there are problems in life.
So what's the question? What's the question? I'm not against women tens. I'm just saying that it's much more difficult than men tens. Yes?
The question is, so why is this division into tens? There are so many problems that come up.
That's a problem, yes, that you can't connect so strongly in the tens. Look, nevertheless, the organization has to be organized by tens. Just like now we read that there were such prophets. A prophet is the highest degree. A Kabbalist at his highest degree of the wisdom of Kabbalah is called a prophet. So that's through connection between them and with the people and with the whole world and with the Creator as much as possible. And I don't think that if you leave the ten, even if it's in a light way, but there should at least be those boundaries, organizational boundaries. I don't think it would be good. The form of organization must be. There needs to be tens also for women. Even though the connection there, of course, doesn't need to be like it needs to be for men. It can't be. But it needs to nevertheless be so. A woman needs to know that she belongs to a ten, and there she needs to do certain roles, her obligations there, and also the ten cares for every single friend. It's necessary. Otherwise, you won't have the attraction to connection, to the network of Adam HaRishon, to the connection that's between all of us in the soul. A woman can't remain like she is in her character, that she just feels herself as an individual, and other than her man, she doesn't need anything. No. She must also, through the, not just through the man, to be connected to other women. Okay. Who didn't we have yet?
Zichron 10.
Zichron 10.
Rav, thank you. About the women and men and tens, I was thinking that I heard also that these qualities, feminine and masculine, and we act like men, and the truth is that I see a lot of men that are very good in dissemination and its characteristics. And what I see is only characteristics inside us.
Ma'am, the question.
The question is, what's the difference between a men's 10 and women's 10?
I will again have to repeat what I talked about 5 minutes ago.
I heard from you in the past, not today, that there's no difference between men and women's 10s.
That's in an ideal state. But in truth, nevertheless, realistically, we know that it can't be. That it's not happening. Therefore, let's place things in the right way. The external form has to be being organized both for men and women in tens, but in an external way, and not so much so as one man in one heart, like with men, but as much as they can. And the main thing for them is dissemination. I don't have anything else to add. Think about those words, and that's it.
Peter 1.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. We have such a the following question. You said that whoever is remaining inside in the group is winning, and I feel it. I feel a profit from this and strength. How not to fall to self-love in this situation? That what's holding me is this force that's helping me survive difficult situations.
Very nice. It's nice to hear that. It's pleasant. Now you need to pass that feeling to everyone. To everyone, even egoistically, it should be worthwhile for them to be inside of our organization. Yes? And then, slowly, slowly, when they come to our organization and will be together with us, then slowly, slowly, the reforming light will help them start acts of bestowal and dissemination and connection and so on. Good luck with it.
No. Lo shomim.
Well, we can't hear you.
Lo shomim.
We don't hear.
In what way every woman can help a friend to...
By example. Only by example. Only by example can we help one another.
Latin free. Latin free.
Hola, Rav.
Hello, Rav. The question. I feel confidence with the friends. We participate in the lessons, the workshop, dissemination. I need to feel confidence in all the 10 without any difference between them?
No, no, only in my 10. That's enough. All the rest of the 10s, I can't. I can't digest all the rest of the 10s. But my 10, I want to decide as such relations that we support one another and feel that there's a connection between us, between the friends, such that we have confidence. We have the place where we can hold on to one another and together rise to the Creator. That's it. It's a wonderful feeling. Try to come to this. Moscow 6.
Hello, Rav. My question is related to the beginning of the lesson about the confidence and dissemination. I have a blog about the script of life, and sometimes I write by myself, sometimes...
The question is,
every time I'm preparing in a very serious way, but I still don't have the confidence that it will really reach someone.
I don't know. I could just say that if you're writing, then you need to be closer connected to my conversations with the writers and try to get material from there and disseminate from that. And upon that material, write something from yourself as well. That's how I would recommend it.
Hello, Rav. My question is as follows. Please direct us. In our 10, the importance is reduced about daily connections. We have less importance. When we had chats and goodbye every day, it was different, but now we have only one friend on duty, and we can't build the importance of these connections. What can we do? It's a problem for the whole 10.
Try to talk to the other 10s and see what's happening there. And if it's a general trend, then we'll have to scrutinize this. So pass those questions to us. We will take those sources, raise from the sources this material, and see how important this is. This is how we need to work on every action that's being revealed. Is that clear? Who else didn't we have here? Did we have Latin 9?
9.
Hola a todos.
Hello everyone. Hello Rav. We, in our meetings, in our dissemination meetings, there's always the question how to talk with the people, how to tell people that the solution to all the problems in the world is the connection between us without sounding like a hypocrite.
I understand that's the problem to explain it to the whole world, but what can we do? Explain it to ecology, through the global integral world, through all kinds of such things that are revealed in how from the bad we're included, incorporated in one another, even through this pandemic. And this is why we need to understand that the care needs to be a general care. It's not something that's just concealed from us. We all see how dependent we are on one another. So try to write about this as much as possible, that we are in a global problem, and the care needs to be global as well. And within a few months, this will be revealed even more and more. We're coming up on a very harsh winter. I'm sorry, it's not that I am doing these actions, but this winter will be very difficult. And if we will be together, then you will see to what extent we can nevertheless, in spiritual mutual support in the feeling between us, be able to go through these things in a lighter way, in keeping our families, ourselves, our path, and everything there is. We will connect between us in such a way that the Creator will protect us. Zichron 10.
Hello, Rav. How do we need to worry about external and internal dissemination? I disseminate in the Corona website and I feel I'm very worried not everyone's reading it.
I don't have what to tell you, ma'am. You need to take what we talk about here in the writers' meetings and to try to extend it from there. Yes, Gilad.
In Israel, we're having a magazine that we're going to publish, and everyone will have the opportunity to disseminate. It has the best content, and they can disseminate for the entire week, and then we will try to continue with this.
And how can they write to there?
We're about to finish it, and this week we'll publish the magazine, and you'll have as much work as you want.
Yes, but we need to give an address so they know who to write to.
They know they will receive. Everyone will have it. It will be on Sviva Tova. I'm just saying we will have work. There's no doubt.
Very good. Peter 1.
The upper light can be revealed only by the means of close connection. And so should women aspire to this, to connection?
Yes, we talked about the fact that the 10 needs to nevertheless be in women also, even though it's very difficult for them to sustain such a framework of a 10. But they need to somewhat be in mutual support. We will be able to go through all the harsh situations. PT 38.
Hello. I feel that I'm unable to pronounce everything that I want to the group and in dissemination. What should I do?
Ask for counsel from your friends.
Can I ask another question?
No. UK.
Lo shumim. Lo shumim.
We can't hear you, UK.
Monica, we can't hear you.
We can't hear you. Mike, Monica, new mic.
Okay, sorry. I heard in the writers' meeting that every illness and everything bad that happens to a child is the fault of the mother. How can we ensure that only health and goodness come to our children and our grandchildren and all the children of the world?
Try to be okay with the Creator. What can I say? In such a way you will protect your child and all the children in the world. Meaning, to the extent in which we push the world towards connection, that's how it will be good for everyone. And if we don't do that with the measure that time demands, then it'll be bad. And this bad will nevertheless accompany us to the good, but in a long and undesirable way.
Europe 1.
To reach faith above reason, we have to have the confidence of the ten. But the ego is afraid to make this step because then it's going to need to take off its mask and the confidence that it has. How to overcome this egoistic fear?
We can't do this at once, like you're saying, to open ourselves up and to reveal in such a way this confidence against our egos, but rather we do it as much as we can. We take upon ourselves such a tendency, and we try. But at once, with one press to do such a thing, we're working with human beings. What can you do?
Brazil. Brazil. Tov, Brazil lo, az nazov et ze.
Okay, Brazil no, so we will leave that.
Az yesh lanu Tel Aviv.
So we have Tel Aviv.
Shalom. Hello. I feel that if I'm not connected to the ten, and I'm not making efforts to connect and not listening to the lessons every day, every single day, I don't have anything to disseminate to the outside. Is that the right feeling?
Chile.
Yes, it's the right one.
Chile.
Hola, Rab.
Hola.
Shalom, Rab.
Hello, Rav. What is the desire, the lack, to help the force that's called prophecy? What is the deficiency to help the force that's called a prophet?
That's the connection between us and with the Creator. That's at the highest degree. It's called a prophet. Okay.
Mark VG4.
Hello, dear Rav. I apologize. The question is not according to the topic. Why the face of the generation is as the face of the dog?
The worst will to receive that cannot be corrected in all the previous generations remains for the end of correction. That's why it's called that the face of the generation is like the face of a dog, where all the wicked, all the worst possible people, very egoistic, remain for the end of correction. And that's our ego, that's us ourselves. So let's hope that we will have sufficient, and then a great light, very great light comes and corrects this whole big ego. Don't be fearful. We will be able to draw the light to correct also all this great ego called the face of a dog.
USA Northwest.
We also have USA Northeast.
Please,
Linda, under your microphone. We can't hear you. They don't know how to unmute the microphone. Click the button.
It might be an error with the system. Amnon was also not able to speak. It was with the system. It wasn't Amnon.
Okay. So you still have... Oh, we have PT-17.
Shalom.
We didn't have them yet.
Hello.
The situation in the world is getting worse in the corporal way. For me, it's obvious it's coming to push us, the women, the men, for action. What spiritual actions can women do to help us, to give us more strength and motivation to disseminate with every force we have?
Who are you waiting to push you?
I'm not waiting, I'm taking action, but what can we do? Some actions, group actions together to give us more power and more desire.
Other than connecting inwards more and do dissemination outwards, for the time being, I don't see that there's anything else possible because we're just in the beginning of the process. For the time being, we just need to spread the method of correction, the plan of correction, the essence of correction, an explanation. And that's outwards from us. And within us, organize more and more. And let's say after the winter, we will already be in a different state. We will also be able to bestow and disseminate our materials outwards, and there will be external conditions that are such that they won't reject it, but rather want to read and know somewhat. And we will be more connected, and then we'll be able to continue on the next stage of correction, where we will begin to organize with them in action, in an organizational, unified action. Yes, Gilad.
Rab, it's not a malfunction with the system. It's just they're not pressing the button.
Well, we need to send them again operational instructions. I don't know, it's... You're dealing with women who are, I don't know when they click on these buttons. It's not men that are every day doing it and also don't know how to do it. Okay.
Bogota.
Wonderful. Bogota.
How in these difficult times do we keep ourselves in the confidence and in the spiritual faith?
We will hold on together, and then to the extent in which we assemble, unite together, the Creator will influence us from above with His light. Only in such a way, the more we want to be connected, even though we don't want it. But as much as we make an effort towards connecting, by that we are drawing light from above. And when He shines on Panas, everything works out. That's the only action. Clear?
Kafkaz.
Hello, Rav. I have a question towards Rosh Hashanah. Should we make efforts to arrange physical encounters in the holiday?
We will have studies from the middle of this week already that is coming before us about the repentances, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Yom Kippur, all those things. We'll have organized studies. It's worthwhile for us to learn that to the extent in which it helps us to also go with organizing ourselves towards the general correction, towards the end of correction. So we don't need to do anything, just to be connected with us, and that will be enough. Who didn't we have yet?
No, PT 5.
Well, PT 5.
A question, Rav. In the excerpt that's called, that we read about the prophets, he later said that a prophet is the highest degree. And then later it said that some of them were with the intention to this
to the heavens. It's like a contradiction. Because later it said about Miriam that the women came out with drums and dancing. So does it mean we need to be like the prophets and start to disseminate and have like a community of women that's coming, walking with us, and by that women will reach achievement?
That's something we need to learn how to do. That for the time being, don't do anything and don't go out to the streets with drums, okay? All right. What else do we have? Ashkelon.
Lo shomim.
We can't hear.
No.
Well.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you, Rav. When we disseminate our materials outside, do we need to tell everyone in the face the painful truth that it's not going to be good, or we need to make everything prettier for the holidays?
That's not simple. You need to know what to learn and what and how to disseminate. It's not in one word that I can aim direct you in the right way. We need to learn how we disseminate, how we write, so it won't repulse people. If you don't write it correctly and a person is rejected from coming closer, then you're doing to yourself personally great damage. That's how it is. That's why you need to learn this. What else? PT 14.
Hello, Rav. Friends. Can't hear what she's saying.
We can't hear.
Hello, Rav.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is it worthwhile to disseminate more in an artistic way through creation?
Also, we need to see if there's room for that too. Who didn't we have yet? We had them. I don't know. Who didn't we have yet? Oh, we didn't have PT3 yet. Okay, please, PT3.
Rav, hello. I wanted to ask, following what you're saying about a difficult winter and friends that are asking about how to work on the dissemination. So towards this winter, shouldn't we do a virtual women convention to the public?
You're asking me. Please do it.
From who I'm, the people that I'm disseminating to, and I see a lot of women in my work. They all know you. They all hear. They all want to know what you have to say. I think the public is missing the women some, like a day like this, maybe an afternoon, an evening of women's gathering that will help us go through this difficult winter. And if not you, then who?
Ma'am, I am with you. I have no problem. I am with you. I agree to this.
Info.
Yes.
Info.
Yes. Now we're experiencing something truly amazing. The first time the whole women Kli is uniting to a series of meetings after the lesson with you, Rav, to go over together on our content and principles of women in the new world and all the changes that the humanity is going through, so that from this action together we can form a course to the external audience and to give us confidence as the women Kli for the external dissemination. The question is, what is the importance of such a process?
I don't even know how to say. And Gilad, maybe you can say, what's the importance of such a thing? There's nothing more important. The fact that you're uniting and gathering, you have now also, what, like half an hour of time that you're going to be gathering. So talk about how you're organizing an evening or a whole day. Well, a whole day might be too much, but a big evening of discussions, workshops. It could be a discussion with me. Please, no problem. And for us to truly do this in a strong, powerful way, let's strengthen ourselves. Let's do it once a month or once every 2 months, as much as you have a push for it, a drive and time for it. Of course, this softens the state and draws the reforming light. And we will go through this period of time in a much better and smoother way. Yes, let's by this smoothen out the judgments. I see here one more group that we didn't have, at least for sure, and that's Petro Zavotsk.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends. Rav, tell me, please. I was in two different tents, virtual and physical. And after you said that one person cannot have two tents, then I left the virtual and I stayed in the physical. And some of my friends are still in two different tents. How to relate to it?
I don't prohibit being in two tents. There is no problem. For women altogether, all those things are very free. If it's good for you to be in two tents, please be them. Be there. That's it. There's no harsh prohibition on that. And there are no such harsh laws against the women for her to be in this and that, as long as she's connected to her friends. That's it. Now, we had another group there. Hebrew VG? Yes?
Hebrew VG gam yesh.
Lo, zeh beseder. Woman team.
No, that's okay. Women team. What's women team?
Hello, we are. We would like to talk about Galaxy. In less than a week, we have a virtual congress, and to prevent such incidents as not opening the mic and so on, there's a team here that now in four languages is ready to prepare to every friend to make her a safe user of Galaxy. We already gave trainings to friends, and they're ready to help you. So we're asking for every 10 to choose one representative to be a technical representative of the 10 and to sign up to our training. All the information we will send today or later on today until tomorrow tops, and we will send all the links in which you can register to the trainings. We're looking forward to everyone in the Galaxy training. Let's do it together, and we will bring technical and spiritual confidence to each other.
It's very important. I really appreciate such things, and there's probably women there that can do so. What else do we have to say at the end here, Gilad?
Info will give us a quick summary.
Nashim Info.
Please, Women Info. Do you have what to say? So please. We can't hear you, Norma.
All right, sorry. We have four sessions. That's what's planned every Saturday. We have holidays in the middle, so we will need to arrange it. And it's a process that you defined as very important. And also a while ago, you said that this is an educational process we all need to go through, all towards dissemination. And we have a team that's helping us. And there's a lot of support from the women CLI and excitement. And so we will soon unite with with the team, and I think Lena has something to say about Galaxy or Sigal. Yes, we're just going to invite all the friends from the World Kli to the Yeshivat Chavarot in preparation to the World Congress on Thursday. As a preparation. Lena. The team that spoke before us was the technical team that's going to help each and every 10 to feel the galaxy like at home. So we're going to ask each responsible person from each representative from the 10 to sign up for the trainings. It's going to be with all languages, and the women you saw there are representatives from different languages to give the training. And thank you very much for Rav, for the lesson. Thank you, Gilad. And thank you to all our dear friends from the World Kli. And we're now moving on to the first session in the series of sessions of the Women's Job in the New World with Norma and the team. Thank you, dear friends. Thank you, everyone.
Sadi sad ne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda Sadi sad ne mere sikha pyar ka matlab hai ekta ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda
Together we grow light awakens our soul the spark of love flashes ego is turning to ashes In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky.
Sadi sad ne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha ke ye khuda. Sadi sad ne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, ek hi main dikha. प्यार का मतलब है एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा सब ने मैंने सीखा प्यार का मतलब है एक ही मैं दिखा के ये खुदा